Surprising stories about sound. While you are enjoying your favorite music on your personal audio player, have you ever wondered about the mechanics of hearing? In order to understand how we hear, we must understand the dynamics of sounds and the features of the human ear. Sound is a series of vibrations, and our ears decode these vibrations for us. First, the part of the ear we can see, the pinna, also called the auricle, collects the sound vibrations in the air. These vibrations travel down the ear canal to the eardrum. The eardrum vibrates, and three ear bones, also called the ossicles, that consist of the hammer, anvil, and stirrup, magnify these vibrations. The vibrations then move to the cochlea, the part of the inner ear that resembles a snail shell. The sensory cells inside the cochlea detect the vibrations and change them into messages. Finally, the messages are sent along the auditory nerve to the brain, giving us the sounds we hear. For most of us, our sense of hearing works so well that we do not consider how limited human hearing is compared to that of animals. Elephants, for example, can communicate at sound levels as low as 5 hertz. This means that if you flap your hands back and forth faster than 5 times a second, an elephant can actually hear the tone produced. The behavior of animals before earthquakes and other natural disasters gives us an indication of their superior hearing. For example, in 2004, a deadly tsunami caused by an earthquake on the ocean floor hit the coastlines of several countries around the Indian Ocean, causing the deaths of over 200,000 people. Surprisingly, most animals in the national parks and zoos in these regions were reported to be unharmed. In Thailand, the elephants that were being used to carry tourists escaped if they could manage to higher ground long before the tsunami struck. The elephants were able to sense the vibrations of the earthquake through their feet, and they reacted instinctively by heading uphill. Moreover, the animals, even the local birds and trees, were able to detect the low-frequency sound vibrations from the incoming tsunami. The frequency of a sound refers to the number of vibrations per second. The human ear can hear the sounds with a frequency between 20 and 20,000 hertz. As we age, we gradually lose the ability to hear high-frequency sounds. With this in mind, a clever inventor developed a tone with a frequency of 17,000 hertz. This tone, called the mosquito tone, has been utilized by convenience store owners to disperse young people lingering around the premises while leaving adult customers unaffected. This technology was given the dubious distinction of an Ig Nobel Prize, a spoof of the Nobel Prize.